Chapter 4. Diver. The week passed away. On the Saturday it rained, a soft, drizzling rain that held off at times. In one of the intervals, Gudrun and Ursula set out for a walk, going towards Willy Water. The atmosphere was grey and translucent. The birds sang sharply on the young twigs. The earth would be quickening and hastening in growth. The two girls walked swiftly, gladly because of the soft, subtle rush of morning that filled the wet haze. By the road the blackthorn was in blossom, white and wet, its tiny amber grains burning faintly in the white smoke of blossom. Purple twigs were darkly luminous in the grey air. High hedges glowed like living shadows hovering nearer, coming into creation. The morning was full of a new creation. When the sisters came to Willy Water, the lake lay all grey and visionary, stretching into the moist, translucent vista of trees and meadow. Fine electric activity and sound came from the dumbles below the road, the birds piping one against the other, and water mysteriously plashing, issuing from the lake. The two girls drifted swiftly along. In front of them, at the corner of the lake near the road, was a mossy boathouse under a walnut tree, and a little landing stage where a boat was moored, wavering like a shadow on the still grey water, below the green, decayed poles. All was shadowy with coming summer. Suddenly, from the boathouse, a white figure ran out, frightening in its swift, sharp transit across the old landing stage. It launched in a white arc through the air. There was a bursting of the water, and among the smooth ripples a swimmer was making out to space, in a centre of faintly heaving motion. The whole other world, wet and remote, he had to himself. He could move into the pure translucency of the grey, uncreated water. Gudrun stood by the stone wall, watching. "How I envy him," she said in low, desirous tones. "Ooh," shivered Ursula, "so cold." "Yes, but how good, how really fine to swim out there." The sisters stood watching the swimmer move further into the grey, moist, full space of the water, pulsing with his own small invading motion and arched over with mist and dim woods. "Don't you wish it were you?" asked Gudrun, looking at Ursula.